June 29th, 9527 BC. Apollumi froze as she heard Strychirius's panicked voice shouting for her aid. Throughout her despised Colossus Hell realm, all was quiet, instead of the loud celebration that had been taking place only moments before. For days now, the remnants of the Apollite race who'd agreed to join Strychirius for their war on humanity had descended here to pick out homes and start new lives in this realm where Apollo's deadly sunlight could never reach them. As they settled in, Strychirius had been busy with the birth of his twin sons, the first Apollites born after their grandfather's curse. Now, something was terribly wrong. She flashed herself to Strychirius's side, where he and his wife had taken up residence in the smaller temple next to hers. Helen lay in their bed, still too weak to stand after birthing her sons. While his wife held one infant in her arms, Strychirius stood to the side with Orion, the baby that Apollumi had ripped from Bethany and placed in Helen's womb, so that the Greek whore could birth him without anyone else knowing. It was a secret Apollumi intended to keep to herself forever. Yet by the stern frown on Strychirius's face, Apollumi knew something had gone wrong with the child she'd hand-chosen to be her vengeance upon the world. "What is it?" His face ashen, Strychirius drew a ragged breath. "We're losing my son." The grief in his voice tugged at her heart, and that caused her fury to rise. Orion would not die. Apollumi had made a vow to that. Before she could rethink her actions, she took the baby from his hands. He was much smaller than the other infant they'd named Paris. Because of the disaster that had come from her combining Apostolos' life force with Styx's, Apollumi had refused to do that with Paris and Orion. She would never again make that mistake. Instead, she'd bonded Orion to Paris's and Strychirius's DNA only enough to mask the baby's origins, never knowing that Apollo would be cursing them just hours later when she did so. Sadly, prophecy and foresight weren't among her powers. Yet now that she stared down at the infant who struggled to live, she wondered if she'd made a grave mistake in not tying his life force to that of his twin brother. For Strychirius was right. Unlike Paris, Orion wasn't thriving. She glanced over to his brother, who was pushing away from his mother's breast and fussing about it. An odd thought occurred to her.
"How much has he eaten?"
"Nothing," Helen choked on a sob. "Neither has Paris. They both refused to suckle."
Apollumi wanted to curse the woman's stupidity, but then she was a Greek. Intelligence from her was too much to hope for.
"They don't want your milk, human," she spat at her.
She lifted her index finger to her lips and bit the tip until she broke the skin. Then she placed it into Orion's mouth. He opened his dark eyes and quickly began to suckle her fingertip as he quieted down. Color returned to his skin. Apollumi let out a relieved breath. She was right. Apollo was a bastard. Grateful that she'd saved this child, Apollumi withdrew her finger before her blood mutated the babe further. As it was, it turned his dark eyes to blue. Relieved that his life was spared, she handed him to Strychirius.
"He needs Apollite blood to drink. They both do. Because of the curse, they can't suckle the breast milk of a human mother."
Strychirius sighed in gratitude.
"I hadn't thought of that. Thank you, Akra."
She inclined her head to him.
"Tell the others with newborns. Most likely they will all need blood with their mother's milk, even if their mothers are Apollites. No doubt your father intended for the infants to die off."
Apollo was a heartless prick like that. Tears swam in Apollumi's eyes as she remembered the way she'd found her own son, gutted by Apollo's callous hand, dumped into the sea for the beasts to feast upon. She clamped her teeth together to keep from screaming as the need for vengeance rose up and demanded she rip out Apollo's heart and devour it. Something that would damn the very world into oblivion. And she would gladly see it burn. Gladly rip down every god in existence. That would be the only thing that would placate this pain in her heart. Utter destruction.
"Patience, dear Braith. Patience. Aku
I am a Sorai. Ni Adakopai.
Though I am the one bleeding, I will not be broken.
Aneko Lea Arachnia.
Victory to the spider.
The one good thing to come from Apollo's curse was that the Apolites aged much faster than humans now. It wouldn't take Orion 18 to 20 years to reach maturity. He'd be there in only 10. Then he would be ready to train for war, and she could send him after her enemy. One day, Orion would bring her the head of Apollo and return her sons to her as well.